This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Just before a Friday deadline set by Justice Sonia Sotomayor, the White House made its case in an appeal saying the High Court must decide to force Catholic nuns to obey the mandate written by Health and Human Services. Last week, the Little Sisters of the Poor were granted a reprieve from the contraceptive pregnancy interdiction mandate, a move that has brought no small amount of consternation to the White House. Polls show between 50 and 60% of Americans oppose the mandate, about a third support it. Jahi McMath is closer to being released by Oakland's Children's Hospital. A facility 50 miles from New York City on Long Island is one likely destination for the teen, who, according to a family attorney, has been denied enough food and water to recover since she lapsed into a coma 3 weeks ago. The facility specializes in head trauma victims and is opening a long-term care facility. This is Life News Radio. For those who need healing, taking the time to heal, making the effort to heal, seldom seems worthwhile. The problem is, we repeat behaviors unless we heal. Far too often, women with a past abortion find themselves powerless to stop the cycle. If you or someone you know is in need of healing after an abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE, the number 4, ME. On the heels of a bombshell study and meta-analysis from China connecting abortion to breast cancer, a study of women in India shows women with a history of induced abortion are over 600% more likely to develop breast cancer. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.